Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the On the Pony Express podcast. I am Billy Embody. Happy Friday. We've got our latest round of spring football position previews on the podcast today as I struggle through that one. And we're flipping over to the defensive side of the ball. We started last week with running back for SMU, going through the transfer additions, how that shakes out. Well, now we have an even taller task, sifting through this cornerback room for SMU, a really just impressive job by the coaching staff to completely retool the future of this room with the transfer portal. And also, you do have some veterans who have played a good bit coming back. So as I kind of dive into this, this is going to be mainly those outside corners. That's where we're going to focus on and kind of how things could factor in. Nothing's a sure thing at this point in a way, because you still have spring football. What is Scott Simons and the defensive staff going to do with this group in terms of who slots into corner, who slots into safety? But I'm going to give you guys how I see it, at least as of now. So the returners for the room: Jahari Rogers, Bryce McMorris, AJ Davis, Kavaris Hall, and as of now, Sam Westfall. So they have some veterans coming back that have played a lot of football for SMU, and it's going to be very interesting. What does Bryce McMorris do after missing the season with an ACL tear? Does he move to a safety spot? That's where he played in high school. That could be a thing that happens, because you bring in multiple transfers at the cornerback position, with Jalen Davis Robinson, the LSU transfer who redshirted this past season, C.J. Sanders from Fresno State, Charles Woods from West Virginia, a preseason All-Big 12 selection, and then Chris Meganson from Liberty. And all of those guys, except for Jalen Davis Robinson, have played a lot of football. And then they signed Lamondre Spencer, they're going to sign Lamondre Spencer here in the 2023 class and bring him on board as a cornerback, somebody maybe who could grow into a safety, but really I see him as a cornerback. So this room has all sorts of competition now, and you have your boundary corner, you have your field corner. I think for me, what stands out is the job that SMU did to add size to this room. Jahari Rogers isn't the biggest guy in the world. AJ Davis is a 5'10 cornerback. Maybe he moves inside to nickel. I'm not sure. Sam Westfall, 5'10. Kavaris Hall at about 6'2 is the only really big corner they have coming back. Well, they changed that. Lamondre Spencer, the 2023 commitment they got out of Duncanville, he's 6'1. Jalen Davis Robinson, a firm 6 foot. You add C.J. Sanders, who's 5'10, but he has that versatility. Maybe he plays nickel, maybe he plays safety, maybe he plays corner. Chris Meganson, solid 6 foot. Charles Woods, 6'1. So they added some size in the secondary, and I feel like now, how does this work out? You lost Armani Johnson to graduation. He's one of your veterans back there. Does Sam Westfall return to this room? But here's kind of how I see it, going. And I mentioned this on the Mailbag podcast on Thursday, if you check that one out, when I did the starting 22. And I think you're going to see Charles Woods and Chris Meganson be the starting corners at this point. Those are two guys that have played a lot of football. They bring size to the table and, have talent. Charles Woods, preseason All-Big 12 before he had his injury and just decided to kind of sit out the rest of the way at West Virginia and get a fresh start. I feel like those are your two starting corners. They bring size. And Chris Meganson, somebody that knows this defense from Liberty, knows what Ricky Hundley expects. And that, I think, is as important as anything when it comes to retooling this room. I feel like that SMU had guys that bought in last year, but it just wasn't to that level. We saw spurts of it across the defense here or there. The good first half against UCF. I would really have to rack my brain. I'm kind of already moving on in a way, but like Memphis here or there, or Memphis early on. I thought they played well against BYU to an extent, and especially in the second half. This defense showed signs of being able to be successful when they have buy-in, and I just don't think it was consistent enough. So part of the positive of bringing in a guy like Chris Meganson, Rocket Rahimi, Ahmad Walker from Liberty, they can set the standard now that a Jimmy Phillips is gone, an Isaac Slade Matutia is gone, Armani Johnson. They lost some guys that, you know, really did buy in and did everything they were asked. So I think that's huge for Ricky Hundley to have Chris Meganson in the room. He had 33 tackles and 6 pass breakups last season. He had an interception in 2021. So, you know, somebody that they trust, they want to get him back on the right track. And, you know, Chris is somebody that this staff is just so familiar with. I think he's going to be a shoo-in to start in all likelihood for the Mustangs. Then you have Charles Woods, who played, you know, some college football and then transferred to West Virginia. SMU was going to get him, and they end up at West Virginia. So it's kind of funny how those things turn out after he was at Illinois State. In 2021, he was an honorable mention by PFF, all Big 12, 11 games, 4 starts, played a lot on special teams, 31 tackles, 22 solo, 2 picks. Look, he's productive when healthy. And the key will be, you know, can he be healthy? That's going to be the important piece for him going forward. And I feel like, you know, if that's the case, then SMU is going to have a really true lockdown corner. And if you read the story I had out on theponyexpress.com with Scott Simons talking about him, that's their expectation, a true lockdown corner. That's why they went and got Charles Woods out of the transfer portal for his final season of college football. It was so important that they found somebody that can really, really cover and line up. I thought we saw moments here and there of an Armani Johnson breaking through, of a Sam Westfall even had good moments here or there. But let's be honest, when they're at their best, it still wasn't necessarily enough for them to be a good pass defense. AJ Davis is kind of a wild card here. I'm interested to see if he does move inside to maybe nickel, challenge Brandon Crosley. Does CJ Sanders challenge Brandon Crosley in there and kind of take that spot? And they liked what Brandon Crosley did down the stretch. This is not a slight on them. They're high on his continued development and being able to kind of put it together so that, you know, he can be that guy for them. But he is smaller. There are some limitations with him, you know, to an extent. You know, CJ Sanders started 2 years at Fresno State and was really productive and a really good football player. He could be somebody that fits into that spot in that 5'10", 175-pound mold. The outside spots, they want that size. They want Chris Meganson. They want Charles Woods there. So those are your two starters in my mind. Then another kind of wild card is, how does Jalen Davis Robinson look at SMU? Because he's got tons of speed. And to be honest, when I saw him before he went off to LSU, right in spring practice, I went out to Waxahachie to watch the high school team practice, and he was out there working out. He kind of looked like he could be a safety. But I know they've addressed the safety position. They have Jonathan McGill. They have Rocket Rahimi coming in. Those are guys that they you know, are going to rely on. You have Ahmad Moses coming back. You have Brian Massey coming back. That's for another podcast, because safety is not potentially done. But we'll kind of keep an eye on it and see what happens. Still, it's done for the spring, but we'll touch on it and kind of have contacts later on. But cornerback, this is a group that, in terms of the backups, or what I think Scott Simons wants to do, which is have a second platoon. And that's so crucial at corner. Those guys do take a beating, and they're not normally bigger guys anyway. So having that second group that you can really trust and roll out there will probably help them play at a higher level. And SMU's been after that for years now. So Jalen Davis Robinson has that speed. He has that year at the highest level of college football in the SEC. And he just played in a couple games. The LSU staff was very high on him. One staffer told me that, you know, they viewed him as the NFL guy in the end. So that was the expectations for Jalen Davis Robinson. He got homesick. He came to SMU. And kudos to the staff for getting him, because I think he's going to be a good one and people are really going to be happy with him. Then you look at, does AJ Davis take that next step? He played a good bit down the stretch as a freshman this past year, and I was pleasantly surprised. I'll say that. I think his toughness really showed. He had a willingness to tackle, played in 4 games while he redshirted, registered 6 tackles, added a breakup and a quarterback hurry. That was a perfect getting feet wet moment for him when it comes to getting into the college game. And then, I mean, I hate to use the word wild card, but Jahari Rogers, you know, Jahari Rogers now played a good bit of football for SMU, you know, coming over from Florida in 2021, played in 11 games, 9 starts, 26 tackles, led the team in PBUs, made 4 starts in 12 games in 2022, and had 2 interceptions and 3 pass breakups. He was a first-team All-AAC performer for Phil Steele. Can he take that next step? And maybe it is having more competition. Maybe it is having older guys say, no, here's what you're doing. You need to step up and do it a little differently. That is maybe what Jahari Rogers needed. So it'll be interesting to see how he continues to develop and continues to you know, factor in here, because I do think he's going to factor in. I don't believe he was just recruited over. He's never going to play again. I just feel like he hasn't shown enough dog that he is going to take those starting jobs back. And that's going to be where it gets interesting, is when these guys get pressed and there's newfound competition. How do they respond? How does Kavaris Hall respond after a disappointing 2022 season with SMU after, you know, coming over from Tulane, leaving that program after getting hurt? Maybe a full off season for him is what was needed to get him back on track. So I have higher expectations than I did for the cornerback room entering 2023 than I did entering 2022 because of the talent they added, because of the competition. We will have to see. You know, Charles Woods has to stay healthy. Chris Megenstein was a good corner at Liberty. Did they upgrade it enough to turn it into a secondary that you have one guy in Charles Woods, for example, that's feared? Can the backups elevate their play to turn this secondary around? SMU wasn't bad against the pass in 2022. They improved. They were terrible in 2021. We all know that. And I believe they finished in the top half, maybe. Well, doesn't look like it. Or no, the search is really bad. But SMU, yes, just at 73 overall passing yards allowed. Again, they were, I think, dead last in passing yards allowed, it felt like, in 2021. And in passing yards per completion, this is where SMU is in the top half of college football, 56 overall. In the country on that front. That was where SMU finished, 56 in the country passing yards per completion on offense. Was looking for the one on defense, but this is a secondary that did improve in 2021 or in 2022. Now in 2023, they need to take it to that top 25 level. That's in terms of talent. If you have somebody that is like Charles Woods that can lock down that side of the field, that's where it needs to get elevated to. I think the cornerback room being upgraded, at least on paper, is going to help this pass rush too. Get after the quarterback, you know, make him sit back there split second longer, maybe pick up some more sacks and disrupt some drives. So my expectations are higher in 2023 for the cornerback room, but still some questions. You know, Charles Woods has to be healthy. Chris Megenstein has to step up as a veteran, and the guys that played a lot last year have to develop. So with that, guys, going to shut down this position preview podcast. These are kind of meant to be quick, kind of give you guys a feel for what's going to happen in the spring. And we'll have tons of info to glean over when it comes to the spring after it's done and reassess from there. But with that, hope you guys have a great weekend. Please subscribe to ontheponyexpress.com, $10 a month. That's it. And then hit that subscribe button to our YouTube channel. We're closing in on 500 subscribers on our YouTube channel, aiming for 1,000 by the time football season rolls around. So thanks for subscribing. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, everyone, and appreciate you guys checking us out.